Morning. Welcome, everyone. We're going to gather with our opening hymn, if you will stand, to page 563. Page 563, which is Count Your Blessings.
Upon life's billows you are tempted and tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does your cross seem heavy?
Be seated. Again, good morning and welcome to all of you here on this special Sunday. It's Mother's Day, so we want to say happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. And I think the first hymn is fitting, isn't it? Count your many blessings. We are counting the blessings of all our mothers and our ladies here, women here today. We just thank God for each one of them. If you have your bulletin handy there, just a couple announcements to take note of. First of all, the Operation Christmas Child. Maybe some of you seen some of that when you come in the door. They are set up. Lee has some things set up there in the fellowship hall. And hopefully you've had a chance to go in and ask questions and talk to them about what's going on in Operation Christmas Child. There's lots of good things happening. And she will also be available after the service. You can go in there. Her and others will be there to answer questions and talk with you about Operation Christmas Child. So we praise the Lord for the good things that are happening there. And Lee, you have something you'd like to share.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Teddy bear, whatever, we can put it in the totes in the fellowship hall, and then in October, November, we'll have a packing party, and we'll get ready to pack boxes and send
right.
Them to the
yeah.
But again, we still have plenty of donuts, coffee, orange juice over in the fellowship hall, plenty of questions, we can come over and send you in the fellowship hall.
Yep.
Friend yesterday came from Women's Fellowship.
Thank you, Lee, and thank your team for the work that they're doing on that. Again, you can just put this on your refrigerator, and it has on there what they're collecting each month. It also gives you some scripture for each of that. So one thing I will note, though, they will only receive new items. Brand new items, and so don't bring your old stuffed animals in. I know that maybe you have some that you'd like to get rid of, but the idea is that we're giving God our very best, and we want the children in other nations to see that we give our very best to God. And so even through these toys that we give, we want to give the very best. And so
this is a gift that some of these children, this is their gift.
Right. These gifts are going to extremely poor countries where they might not receive anything to this standard ever. And so, we want to give our best. And
it's a way to teach them about Jesus.
Yeah. It's all done in Jesus' name. We were talking about that this morning in Sunday school, that these ministries are all done first in Jesus' name. And that's why Samaritan's Purse is such a blessed ministry, and we're glad to partner with them and to help in this ministry. Also note, though, as well, there is the disaster auction booklet still there. That's coming up as well. And also graduate recognition. We will have graduate recognition here on June the 2nd. We like to recognize those who are graduating from high school, as well as those that are moving up in the middle, and those that are progressing through the elementary as well. We want to recognize those children. So let me know if you have a child that's moving schools. Usually that's when we do it. And so so we can recognize them for middle, and for high, and for graduation. Anything else? Anyone else? Janet first, and then Michelle. Okay, Janet. Yes, they are.
Please take one of
you. Thank you, Janet. Michelle.
Just wanted to say we wanted to thank all the ladies that came out yesterday from the programs and the arrangements committee. We hope they had a wonderful time.
Yep, absolutely. We heard good things about the Women's Fellowship event yesterday. We just praise the Lord for that. Glad that the women could get together and have that time of fellowship. Anyone else?
I don't know if she's here today or not. I don't think she is, but Susie sang beautiful. Susie sang for us.
Yes. Special thank you to Susie for bringing special music there yesterday. Yep. Anyone else? We have a prayer here for our Mother's Day prayer. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and I'll share this prayer. Let's pray. It says, Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of mothers, for their love, guidance, and care. Please bless them with your grace and strength and wisdom as they continue to nurture and support their families. Surround them with your love and peace, and let them know how deeply they are appreciated and cherished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us stand together for this morning's call to worship. This coming from portions of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Let's turn our hymnal page 534. And there's a little instructions for this one. I'm going to, Janet's going to play it through first to give us the melody. Then I'm going to sing it so that you hear it. And I hope I get it right. And then we'll sing it together. Okay? And then I'm going to read stanzas 1 and 2. And then we'll sing together again to close. So I hope you got all those instructions. So Janet, you go ahead and begin. clothe her with beauty. In works of her hand she excels. A heart of compassion she turns to the needy. In service to others she gives of herself. She rises each morning to see her household. She looks toward the future with joy. She teaches her children true lessons of kindness and shares with them wisdom the world cannot destroy.
She will be called blessed by her sons and her daughters, precious to the Father are those who seek his ways. She will be called blessed and above every other. Blessed is the mother who turns to God in praise.
Isn't that beautiful? You may be seated. I want to take a couple minutes to gather our prayer requests and our praises. A few that I'll give you. First of all, I'm going to start with a praise for our trip yesterday, the youth trip. It just went wonderful. And we're so thankful for all those who attended and were part of that, all the children that came. I think in total there was 23 of us. I think 15 or so of those were children. And so we really had a nice day together. I'm still kind of recovering from it. There's a lot of walking at King's Dominion, so I should have been training ahead of time to get ready for the trip. But I think we've got somewhere between 16 or 17,000 steps in yesterday, and we had a great day. It was excellent. We took two vans full of children, and Joe as well drove, and it worked out great. The weather was nice, and the kids enjoyed the rides. And we had good fellowship, and the main thing when we got back, I said the main thing was we got there safe, we returned safe. We knew that was answered prayers, and we thank you for keeping the youth in your prayers as they traveled, and we just appreciate that. So also just a praise to Kenny Woods. He was kind of the mastermind behind that, I think, and he envisioned us going, and he did a lot of the footwork too, with the vans and just getting things we needed ready. We really appreciate him and all that he did. He's not able to be here today because of Sherry, and that's a prayer request. We want to be in prayer for Sherry. Many of you maybe got the prayer request on the prayer chain that Sherry had been hospitalized. Because of sickness. She was having some issues with her kidneys. She's still having issues with that. There's other issues as well now that they're dealing with, I think, as they're doing some testing just on what all is plaguing her and what causing her to feel sick. I think maybe she might have some infection in her body, and so they're treating her with that. I got word this morning, I think Marcia talked to Kenny and said that Sherry was not doing so well this morning. She was very sick. And so if you would just be in prayer for Sherry, for her healing, just keep praying for her and for Kenny as well. I know this is quite stressful. Sherry, of course, hadn't been able to go to work for weeks now. I think she's exhausted all of her vacation. And so we just want to just be in prayer for both of them and for God's healing. So I know Kenny, if he was here today, he would be telling you, he really appreciates your prayers, and we just lift Sherry up in prayer today. If you would also be in prayer for Barbara Gardner. Barbara unfortunately had a fall last week and has broken her ankle. And so if you would just be in prayer for Barbara and for her quick recovery, talking with Everett, I think she's going to be in a boot for a little while until that heals. Fortunately, no surgery or even no cast. So we just praise the Lord for that. And I got to speak with Barbara a little bit, and she was just thankful too that God was watching over her and protecting her. And so so we want to lift Barbara up in prayer as well as Everett. Just praise the Lord that he's able to be there and help Barbara through this this recovery process. Also, from last week as well, we had Brenda Pritchard in our prayers. Remember I was talking about she had pneumonia and some other things. She is doing better. It was shared with me. Brian, Billy both shared that she's doing better. The pneumonia is clearing up. And I think she had gotten a pacemaker, I believe, and some other things to really help her. So we just praise the Lord for answered prayers there for Brenda. If you would, just continue to lift her up in prayer, if you would, though, for her recovery. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share at this time? Lee first, and Michelle, I did it to you again. Michelle, I think it's because you're in the back, but I'll get you. Yeah, I'll get you. Lee. Yes.
Pat.
Pat, yes. That's right. Pat had surgery on Thursday, and she's doing better. Yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that. Michelle? Yes. Oh no. Okay. Yeah, praise God for parents, right? Yeah, praise the Lord for parents, and we will be in prayer for Sam. How many weeks will he be there, Michelle? Okay. Okay. So we'll just keep praying for him that things go well. All these different places he will be, we just pray that things go good there and that he gets home quickly and safely. Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. Any other prayer requests or praises, Pauline?
Yeah, I don't think your dad made it.
Yeah, we need to continue to pray for my dad, Dana. Thank you, Pauline. He's just been struggling lately, and we want to continue to lift him up in prayer. Yes?
Danny Wilson,
okay.
My brother-in-law.
Yes.
He had a severe, severe heart attack. They didn't expect him to make it 7 years ago. And now he's got to have surgery at UVA, and they can't decide if his heart will make it or not.
Okay.
So Danny Wilson and Dana Alishell, both with heart trouble.
If you would, Danny Wilson as well, if you didn't get to hear that, who may have to have or will have surgery possibly at UVA. Just be in prayer for him. And, of course, my dad, Dana, continue to pray for him and his heart, both of them having heart trouble. Thank you, Pauline. Other prayer requests, Janet?
Continue prayer for my niece, Sherry.
Yes, absolutely. We continue to pray for Sherry and Wilda and the family. So, absolutely. Thank you, Janet. Tyler, we continue to pray for Tyler. He's the young man that had got electrocuted. I got to see some pictures of Tyler, and he's smiling, so praise the Lord, he's doing some better.
They still just need to get him off the ventilator.
Right. But making good progress, so praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings. Thank you. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me in prayer? Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you hear our prayer here this morning. Lord, we know that our prayers don't fall on deaf ears. But Lord, you hear the needs and the cry, the concerns of those here in the Moscow congregation, your church. And Lord, we thank you that as we offer up these prayer requests, Lord, we offer up these people for prayer, that Lord, your will is being done. And Lord, that's what we pray for. Your will is perfect. And Lord, we trust in your perfect ways. And so, Father, we seek your blessing, your healing, Lord. We seek your peace for those that, Father, are dealing with internal struggles. Father, we pray for those that, Father, they just need that physical healing even right now. We think of Sherry even in the hospital at this moment, Lord. And she just needs your touch of healing upon her. Lord, we pray for her right now. We lift her up to you, Father. And we just pray that your healing hand might come upon her even now. Through the power of prayer, through your church, the faith that we have, that, Lord, you can do all things, even the good promises, Lord, which you've promised unto us. Lord, that you're a keeper of promises. Lord, that these promises are based and rooted within your character, your love, your grace, and your mercy. And, Lord, we just offer her to you this morning. And Lord, we just pray your perfect will upon her life. For Kenny too, Lord, we lift him up in prayer. And Lord, just be with him. Lord, we thank you for the offertory that's brought forth this morning, this offering, Lord, we lay upon your altar. Lord, we give to you. And Lord, we do it in the honor of your Son Jesus, to praise and worship him here this morning. Lord, he is the name that you want us to glorify. He's the name that is to be above every other name. And Lord, we just praise the name of Jesus even now. Lord, might all knees truly fall, even at this time, even to him, Lord. But Father, we know that one day all knees will bow. And Lord, we just pray that we do it willingly rather than when we have to. So Father, we just glorify you, Father, as we even turn now to this opportunity to dedicate a young one here in our church. Lord, we just thank you for the growth and life that you've placed within this church. And Lord, we just pray your spirit continues to move. And Lord, that you draw us close to you, even through that Holy Spirit's work. And Father, we just give you all praise now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, ushers. Well, we don't get to do this as often as we'd like, but it is a blessing when we are able to come and to have a time of a service of consecration and dedication of a child. And we have a new baby in our congregation, Leah Rose Cook. And some of us heard her last Sunday. She was letting us know she was here. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. We praise the Lord for the sound of children in our congregation. And even the cry of a baby reminds us of just the blessing of new life. And so we want to come today to consecrate that new life, to pledge our promise, our commitment to being there for Leah, and to being in prayer for her, and to being her church family. And so it's such an exciting thing. It says that it's truly a blessing for us to be blessed in creation. And today we are joining in celebration and celebrating the blessing of new life among us. The Cook family has been granted a special gift from God, the gift of a child. And as with many of God's gifts, a new life brings both responsibility and joy. And this family comes today sharing their joy and recognizing their need for support from the family of faith. I want you to hear from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, where Jesus was talking about the little children and how blessed he was to receive them unto himself. He said that it says that people were bringing the little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them and to bless them. and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, that he was angry and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such of these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. Isn't that a beautiful image of Jesus blessing the children? And even a lesson to us of the childlike faith that we must have if we too are going to enter into the kingdom of God. These actions and words of Jesus tell us something about God's desire for the reception of children into the family of faith. In the Church of the Covenant Brethren, we understand that the understanding of the gospel in our tradition have led us to wait for baptism until a child is able to make that decision for themselves and to follow Christ. We see that Jesus instructed his followers to receive the children as a gift of God. He also said that children are an example of the way in which we should come before God in faith. So today, in obedience to our understanding of the gospel, we welcome this child as God's gift to the family of faith, and we receive her with our blessing, and we pledge our support to the Cook family as they seek to provide a loving Christian home for their child. So will the Cook family come here forward, and grandparents as well? I think it'd be good if you would like to, you could come forward. Yeah. Yeah, you can just stand right here and you'll just, yeah, stand right here and you can face forward. Yeah. And your grandparents can just kind of surround. It's not so bad when you got others up here with you, right? Yeah, makes it a little easier. And this is Leah Rose. Isn't she precious? Well, she gave me a smile there, I think. It looked like even a wink. So we are just blessed to have Leah now to be a part of this congregation. And Tanner and Laura, we congratulate you on this new life. And what a blessing she is to both of you. You're already learning that, knowing that. A challenge as well, right? These babies don't come without their challenges. Hi there. Yeah, she's really looking at me. Okay. So this is, of course, Leah Rose Cook. And she was born on January the 26th this year. So that makes her just, what, 4 months old or close to 4 months old. And Tanner and Laura, you have shared in God's creative power in bringing forth this beautiful new life. Will you pledge to support and love Leah by providing the opportunity for her to grow up in the family of faith with the hope that she will one day confess Christ as her own teacher, her Lord, and her Savior? If so, say, we will. And will you, with the best of your ability and with God's help, provide a loving family environment in which Leah can grow in love and loyalty and obedience to God? If so, say, we will. She doesn't like this one bit. And will you encourage Leah to grow in faith so that she might later be received into the fellowship of the church by baptism, fully partaking in the work and worship of the church? If so, say, we will. Along with other members of their family, they have expressed their trust in God and in you, the body of Christ, gathered here by presenting this child for consecration. And now to the congregation, will you pledge your support and loving presence in times of ease and difficulty, in times of joy and sorrow, in times of growth and frustration. Will you pledge to be faithful witnesses for Christ in upholding this family and especially this little one? If so, say, we will.
Amen.
Well, today then, place my hand here, we consecrate your life, Leah. On this day, we pledge to be faithful as your church family and as witnesses to Christ in your life. May God's blessing always be upon you through Jesus, the lover of children, and as our example. Amen. Let's just have a prayer for Leah. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we lift Leah up to you right now, Lord. We just pray a blessing upon her. Lord, her life is just beginning. And Lord, we know that your hand has already been upon her. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to watch over Leah, to keep her safe, Lord, to have her to grow, and Lord, to grow not only as a young girl, but Lord, to grow in her faith as she lives out her life here within this congregation. Lord, thank you for Tanner and Laura and the blessings they bring to Leah as her parents. Lord, I just pray a blessing upon them as well. Lord, it's not an easy job that to be a parent. Lord, it's not one that we even seek to do alone. Thank you, Father, as well for the grandparents that are gathered here. Lord, that support that they bring and they share for Tanner and Laura and Leah. Lord, we just pray a blessing upon each one of them. And Lord, allow us to be there to help with our prayers, Lord, with our encouragement, with our presence for this family. Lord, we just give you all praise now. We thank you for the life of Leah. Lord, truly bless her, watch over her, care for her. Lord, we just offer her to you. Thank you, Father, for her life. Bless her, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. It says, in your bulletin, you'll find there's a prayer, a unison prayer. Maybe we'll read this prayer together. Hopefully you found it there. It says, God, you have blessed us with the wonders of creation. And today we celebrate your gift of creation in the form of a new life. May we, being mindful of your presence at all times, remember Jesus' words when he said, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. Make your presence known in the life of Leah. Bless the rest of your children gathered here. We pray in the name of Christ, whose love for all your children brings us here. Amen. And you made it, Leah. You did it. She did good, didn't she? Why don't we just give a round of applause? She did it. And she's got a voice, and we know she's going to use it for Jesus one day. And so we're glad. So thank you. I have a certificate for you. Yeah. Here you go, Tanner. Of course, just a certificate that has the certificate of dedication here with Leah Rose Cook. And so we give this to you, Tanner and Laura. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. Congratulations to you both. Yeah. Thank you. Let's give them another round of applause. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. I'll make this short because there's no children's church today, but I do have some scripture here. This coming from Proverbs chapter 31. If you have your Bible, just turn there with me. If you ever want just a good description of what it means to be a godly woman, a godly mother, you should just turn in your Bible right to Proverbs chapter 31. That is such a wonderful proverb that talks about the blessings of a virtuous woman. And so women, take note of that. If you're looking for a good description of what it means to be a virtuous woman, you can do a deep dive, a deep study here, and really learn a whole lot about what the Bible refers to as a virtuous woman. I'm only going to read a couple verses here. There's a lot more dedicated to this. And of course, you'll need to just kind of dig in there on your own and study that. It can kind of feel like old language, but the principles of that language apply today. And so, yeah, it takes a little work, but you can really see what God is saying when he talks about a virtuous woman. It says here in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, who can find a virtuous wife? That's a question mark there. For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is just a short description there of a virtuous woman. It goes on there, I think even right to the end of the chapter, speaking about just all the wonderful things that make up a virtuous woman, a godly woman, or a godly mother. And we should praise godly women today, shouldn't we? They are certainly, as it says here in the scriptures, far above rubies, more precious than these sorts of materialistic things. And who can find such a virtuous wife? I can tell you, if you can find a virtuous woman and wife, you better, guys, hang on to her, because it's a rare thing. And the Bibles point that out. If you have a virtuous wife, a virtuous woman, that we are to celebrate that. We are to honor that as God's family. And as husbands, we are to hold on to that, aren't we? And to celebrate that as well. Husbands, protect your marriage. Protect your marriage. Put in the time, the energy, the focus in keeping your marriage vibrant, your marriage healthy and happy. It's important. Put in the work. Marriage, I tell new couples when they come that marriage is work. But friends, it's a work worth doing. God has put together us as husband and wife for our benefit and our blessing. And so if you put in the work of loving each other, cherishing each other, that you will truly be blessed. So what are some of the virtues, or what are these, what are the characteristics of a godly woman? And I'm going to give you a few characteristics here. First of all, I think one of the most important characteristics of a virtuous woman, a godly woman, is that she is seeking God first. Foremost, that the thing that she does is that she seeks God first in her life. That she is rejecting any lie that there is something else or anything else or anyone else that can satisfy her like God. Because there isn't. Matthew 6, 33 through 34, Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And therefore," he goes to say, "don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Isn't it interesting, in the context of seeking God first, he gives us the cure for worry. And maybe, ladies, you worry a lot in your life. Well, listen, God has a cure for your worry, and that is to just seek God first. I tell you, that is the cure for worry. And God will erase the worry, ladies, from your life, if you just seek God with all your heart. You just seek to put Him first. Nothing else, but Him only and Him alone. Nothing else will satisfy you in your life as much as God. You can try, and many people do. They sort try to put all sorts of different things in that role and that first place in their life. But it is only God that truly satisfies your every need. Seek God first, and it's a cure for worry. It's also a characteristic of a godly woman. Godly woman is someone who seeks God and seeks God first. I read this little story about a woman who was talking about this struggle of putting God first, and that how nothing else in your life will make you happy or make you joyous like God. And this lady talked about how for almost 9 years she went through fertility treatments and therapy, hormone treatments to have a baby. That was her heart's desire. She said, I remember, this is what she said. I remember what life was like during those first few years. I remember a baby being the only thing I could focus on. I was exhausted, she says. I was miserable. I was bitter. I was jealous. If I could just get a baby, then everything would be better. This is how she describes it. Maybe you too have experienced something like that. Maybe it's not a baby, but it could be other sorts of things that you're seeking. Maybe it's a job or a promotion. Maybe it's a car or a relationship or a trophy. Maybe you're like me, though, and you've finally gotten that something that you always wanted, but it still leaves you feeling incomplete, unfulfilled, empty, unhappy. You know, the world likes to tell us to chase after these sorts of things, that you won't be happy until you have this, or you achieve this, or you get this, or you lose that. That if you just do that, finally you'll have happiness and joy in your life. And the truth is that when you get that something, it might be joy, but it's temporary. It might be happiness, but it's temporary. And you just move on to the next thing. And we never learn the lesson, do we? That, okay, you know, seeking after these things truly won't bring happiness and joy within my life. Getting what we couldn't get doesn't make us happy. It only leaves us wanting more, doesn't it? More and more and more. At the end of the article, this lady says this. I think it's great. She says, wanting a new house, a promotion, or a baby are not bad things. I believe God cares about all these things, and these are things we can pray about and talk to Him about. But this is what she says. What becomes troublesome is when we seek the worldly things first and we look to them to bring us fulfillment when only Jesus can do that. Boy, she's accurate, isn't she? She's right on. Seek God first. Put Him first in your life. Number two, not only seek God first, but speak faithfully. Love others with godly wisdom, boldness, and kindness as you speak the truth in love. Proverbs here, 31:8-9, talks about opening your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. That is, when you speak wisely. Watch your tongue. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about watching one's tongue. And the Bible talks about the tongue being very small but having a whole lot of power. Like the rudder on a ship. Great ship is pushed through the sea with the wind. And yet it's just the little rudder at the back that controls it. And so it has a great control over things. And we have to be careful. We have to watch our tongue. You know, the Bible talks about the tongue being like a spark that can strike and start a large fire. And maybe we've been the one responsible at striking the spark that lights the great fire. We have to watch our tongue. We have to be careful and to use our words wisely with wisdom and self-control. Jesus said, that which goeth into the mouth doesn't defile a person, but that which comes out of the mouth, that defiles us. Number three, we're to show beauty. Is that show true beauty, ladies? That's a truly godly woman, is someone who devotes herself to true beauty. Listen, bodies deteriorate and persons develop. Invest in that which lasts. 1 Timothy 2:9, it says, in like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modesty, apparel, and not with braided hair, gold, or pearls, or costly clothing. 1 Peter 3:3 says, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging of the hair, wearing gold, or putting on a fine apparel. Rather, let it be in the hidden person of the heart with incorruptibility, incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Focus on the inwardly. You don't focus so much on the outward beauty, ladies, that what God truly appreciates and what He desires is that you're beautiful inward as well as outward. But that inward beauty, be of gentle, a quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Number four, stay humble. Be constantly aware of pride and selfishness in your life. Don't think less of yourself, just think of yourself less. I like how that's worded. Don't think less of yourself, but just think of yourself less. Be humble. I think one of the key aspects of a godly woman is there's selflessness. Selfless person puts the need and desires and well-being of others before their own selves without expecting anything in return. Philippians 2:3 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition, conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. I can testify myself, having a selfless mother and now a selfless wife, that it's truly blessed to see them to stay humble, to put others before their own needs. And I see that every day, and I'm blessed by it. Women, it's an amazing thing to witness to the world around you, to be humble, to love others with that sacrificial love, that same love that God loved you with, where He gave Himself, even His own Son, that you might be saved. That's the sacrificial love that you ladies are to give as well. All of us really are called to that. Number five, lastly, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Set your mind on the eternal things and serve the eternal kingdom. Live to please only Him. These five things are really just a simple way to be virtuous, like the Scripture is calling here, this virtuous woman, this virtuous wife. Colossians 3:23, it says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not to men. Listen, do what you're doing, that motherly role, the motherly duties, the wife role, do it not to please your husband, which is a nice thing, but do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. That makes all the difference, doesn't it? You're not just doing it to please your husband, or you're trying to please your children or serve them. You're doing it as unto the Lord. The service that you do as a wife, as a mother, you're doing these things to glorify God. I think that changes everything when you dedicate yourself to the very extremely hard work, mothers, that you have. I can testify to it. It's no easy work. I think it's the hardest job in the world. It's no easy thing to be a mom. But if you're doing that, you're dedicating yourselves to being that virtuous woman, that virtuous mother, you're doing it unto the Lord, I think it changes, makes the hard work not so hard anymore. But you're just pleased that you can do something to serve God in that way in which you have been called and designed and blessed. Isn't that wonderful? Do it as unto the Lord. I think of no better gift wives and women that you can give to your family than to serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your soul. I had a kind of a cute joke. I guess I'll try to tell it. I was going to read it, forgot. But come through the lines of kind of come along the lines of giving a gift. And many of you have purchased gifts for your mother today. And the little joke goes that this mother had three boys, and the boys were very well-to-do. They were very prosperous, and they had a lot of money. But they wanted to bless their mother with helping them get on their way and making them so prosperous. And so the first son thought, well, I'm going to give mom something really good. And I'm going to give her a house, big house, extravagant house with many rooms. And the second son, he thought, well, nice house. What could mom use with that? So he says, I'll give mom a brand new car, Mercedes, just an extravagant car, best as you could get. Put that out in the driveway. And the third boy, he realized that mom really loved the Lord and that she loved the Bible. And so he was in connection with a guy that had a parakeet that had been trained to, if you would recite the verse of the Bible, that he would speak it word for word. And it was a very costly gift. This parakeet, this bird had, I think it was $100,000 a year for 10 years he had to commit to purchase this item. And so it came for mom to write thank you letters to the boys, and to the first son she said, thank you so much for the house, but it's so big. And I'm just by myself. I only live in one room. And I don't really need all those other rooms, but thank you anyways. To the second boy, she said, thank you for the extravagant car, but I really don't drive. I don't have anywhere to go. And when I do, I, you know, get someone to bring it to me. But thanks anyways. And to the third boy, she said, oh, thank you so much. You knew exactly what mom wanted. Thank you so much for the bird. And she said, and that chicken was delicious. Let's bow in prayer. We'll end on that note. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for godly mothers, virtuous women, Lord, virtuous women right here in this congregation, Lord, that seek you. Lord, they seek you with all their heart. Lord, the things that they do in their role as a mother and a wife, they do it, Lord, to glorify you, to honor you, to serve you. And Lord, I just pray you continue to bless those mothers here today, those virtuous women that are seeking to put you first in their life. And Lord, we give you all praise and glory. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Let's gather now in our closing hymn. Page 536, Happy is the Home When God Is There. Page 536. our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we thank you for this special day. Lord, I pray as we gather with our families, Lord, we gather together in memory of those mothers who have passed on. Lord, we just give you thanks and glory for each one. Lord, the special place and role that they serve in our life. And Lord, we just praise you for those virtuous mothers, those virtuous women. Lord, we give you all thanks and praise for them. Lord, might they continue to glorify you in all that they do. And Lord, bless them, I pray, in the work, Lord, that you've called them to. Father, we go forth now in your Holy Spirit with us. And Father, just bless us till we meet again. In Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.